This is the Iowa State Athletics SciCast.
The SciCast is brought to you by Van Wall Equipment. Visit any Van Wall location today to test drive the full lineup of John Deere compact utility tractors, which have the power and versatility to conquer anything this season. I'm John Walters. Today's SciCast is a visit with Iowa State volleyball coach Christy Johnson Lynch. The Cyclones are in the NCAA tournament and will travel to Minneapolis this week to take on Creighton Friday afternoon. It's the 13th NCAA appearance in 14 years for the Cyclones, a remarkable run. I hope you'll enjoy this visit with Christy Johnson Lynch.
Well, Christy, let's start off by just talking about Sunday evening. What was that like for you guys? Because you're so used to being in that position and pretty much knowing you're going to be in, okay, and where we're going to host, or where are we headed, and that's the nervousness. But this was a different kind of nervousness, I'm sure.
Yeah, this was very nerve-wracking. You know, we felt we had a good chance, but it was definitely not a for sure. And so sweating it out for sure, very nervous. And then our name was also one of the last to be called, so then you're just really sweating it out. But, you know, it was really exciting when our name went up there. And, you know, I feel like not getting in last year makes you appreciate this even more. You know, we almost took it for granted. You know, we had been in so many years in a row, and so you forget that it can be really difficult, and you know, it's not a guarantee. So it was a very kind of sick to your stomach all day on Sunday, just very, very anxious, but pretty thrilling when our name went up.
And it is something you don't want to take for granted, and you're one of only 14 programs that can make the claim of being in 13 of the last 14 NCAA tournaments, only Iowa State and Texas from the Big 12. So it's some pretty select company, it's a pretty good group, and it just shows how good this program has been for a long period of time.
Thank you. I hope so. You know, and I've said it a lot, you know, we've always hoped, and one of our goals was that we would be able to sustain some great play and some great seasons. We didn't want to just be good one or two years. We wanted to be good over time and really invest in the program and invest in our players and do things for the long term. And I think just getting in the tournament that many years shows that it's hard to do that year after year. You know, you have injuries, you have players leave, you have things that come up that are unexpected, you get bad breaks, and it's really hard to do that year after year. And I think I've appreciated that even more the last couple years. So really proud of the success we've had over these 15 years.
Speaking of injuries and bad breaks and things you don't expect, arguably your best player, Eleanor Holthaus, missed the last two matches. Mm-hmm. What can you tell us about how she's doing and her chances of hopefully playing on Friday?
Yeah, we're very hopeful. You know, it's a sprained ankle. It was a pretty good one. And she's getting better every day. She's working her butt off in rehab, and she's starting to get on the court this week. And, you know, hopefully she'll be jumping here pretty soon and playing. So we're hopeful, but, you know, we have to be realistic. She's been off for a while, so she's a tough kid. She wants to play so badly. I think if there's any possibility she can play, she'll be out there. But we've also been preparing, you know, for the scenario if she can't play. So we'll be ready either way. I feel really good about both lineups. And luckily we have some great flexibility in our players right now that we'll be ready either way.
We're driven by the search for better. But when it comes to hiring, the best way to search for a candidate isn't to search at all. Don't search, match with Indeed. Indeed is your matching and hiring platform with over 350 million global monthly visitors, according to Indeed data, and a matching engine that helps you find quality candidates fast. Ditch the busy work. Use Indeed for scheduling, screening, and messaging so you can connect with candidates faster. Leveraging over 140 million qualifications and preferences every day, Indeed's matching engine is constantly learning from your preferences, so the more you use Indeed, the better it gets. Join more than 3.5 million businesses worldwide that use Indeed to hire great talent fast. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/BlueWire. Just go to Indeed.com/BlueWire right now and support our show by saying that you heard about Indeed on this podcast. That's Indeed.com/BlueWire. Terms and conditions apply. Need to hire? You need Indeed.
You did have to do some rearranging in her absence, and Izzy Enna stepped up, obviously, and then Mikhail Schuler has really flourished at outside hitter. Gives you some options and some versatility, as you mentioned.
Yeah, we'd been playing Brooke and Mikhail in practice. We've been playing them both right side and left side. should we ever have someone go out. And they've both been doing a really nice job. And Mikhail, you know, really competed as an outside hitter for us early in the year, but we just felt like she wasn't quite ready at that point. And her passing is so good. Libero made a lot of sense. So, you know, when someone gets hurt, it's always an opportunity for someone else to step up. And Mikhail's done that. You know, I didn't honestly know how she'd do it as a hitter. She had not played a single set, a full set as a hitter for us. And now she's had to go two full matches as an outside hitter. So she's pretty sore. her shoulder and her just upper body is really sore from all the swings she's taking. But she's doing a fabulous job. You know, she's passing every rotation. Her passing numbers haven't dipped. In fact, they've gotten better the last two matches, which is amazing considering she's now at, you know, hitting. Her offensive numbers are good. She hits out of the back row. I mean, she's stepped up big time since Elle's gone out.
Tell me about your opponent, Creighton. There's some familiarity there with them. They obviously were a team you faced in the preseason, but both teams are kind of experimenting and it's a totally different deal now. And they've had a great season. Tell me about their team and some of the challenges that this presents.
Obviously, they're good. They're very well coached. I think Kirsten does such a terrific job with that team, and that program has really emerged over the last few years. They have really nice pin hitters, so their outsides get a lot of sets, and they're good players. They're young. They're kind of like us in a way. You know, they have a senior middle, I think a senior libero, but then everybody else is a little bit younger. So their pins are young, but talented. They have a really nice middle who gets a lot of sets, Bollinger, and just is a little different how she hits. She doesn't hit necessarily a ton of quicks. You see her on high balls more, and they use her in a different way. So they're just solid. They've got some size. They've got a couple big 6'4", you know, 6'5" kids out there. But I think what stands out to me is just their block and defense. That's been pretty impressive. I would almost maybe compare them to an Oklahoma or not. I mean, they have a different style of play, but they just are really solid blocking defensively. And so they're tough to score on. That'll be the big challenge with them.
That's one of the great things about playing in the Big 12. You're always facing great competition. You performed well twice against Texas this season, performed well against Baylor in one of the matchups with them. Those are the top two overall seeds in this event. So you are used to facing good competition. You know what it takes to beat a great program like Creighton.
I hope so. You know, I hope we've learned a lot about our team over the year, and with our preseason schedule, which was very tough, and then, of course, the Big 12. Like you said, the top two seeds in the tournament are Big 12 teams. That's pretty awesome. But we've had a grind of a conference season, but it's also exposed us. It's also shown us where we're weak, and pretty specifically, you know, in terms of rotations, in terms of, you know, how our attackers can score, in terms of, you know, what every match we see different teams go after different passers. You know, it's really shows you over all that time where you got it, what you got to shore up and what you're good at too, and where you could score. We've had to rely on different people night to night. It's not always been the same person. We've played a lot of different people over the year for a variety of reasons, but I think we're where we're at now. This new lineup is throwing another little wrinkle into it. So we're figuring our new lineup out a little bit more, but you know, Creighton's not going to necessarily know the lineup that's coming. We don't really know it yet. So a little element of surprise. Yeah. I think this season has been terrific in preparation for the tournament.
Today's SciCast is brought to you by Van Wall Equipment. Van Wall Equipment and John Deere are proud to support Iowa's farmers in the field and Iowa State Athletics on the field.
As always, you are well represented on the All Big 12 team, which was just announced. I want to ask you about each of these players that earned recognition from the conference and get your thoughts on the kind of season that they had. Starting with Eleanor Holthaus, first team All Big 12.
Yeah, Elle's she's just stepped up so big time this year. You know, last year as a freshman, her role was important but limited into mostly just block a ball and kill the ball. Don't worry about anything else. And now this year we're having her pass and hit out of the back row, serving, playing defense. Her load is so much bigger, and yet her numbers in the front row stay high. So she's been the best player on the floor a lot of nights, certainly for us and versus our opponents as well. I mean, I think there's some nights she's just dominant. And so her growth and even just maturity, just leadership and maturity over the last year has been awesome to witness. And really hoping she can get back on the court this weekend and, you know, just show everyone up in Minneapolis what she's capable of, because she can be so dominant. She's so fun to watch. She's doing so many good things for us. I'm hopeful she'll be out there this weekend.
Candelaria Herrera, also first team All Big 12, had a very busy year and a very successful year.
She is a gem. I mean, she's just a gem of a person. So hardworking, so humble, just really, really good teammate. The whole experience of going down to Argentina and meeting her family just made you appreciate even more what she's about and where she's from and what she's had to sacrifice to be here. So I'm happy to see her recognized. She works her butt off. She's a very talented player. She's becoming one of the best blockers I've coached. You know, I put her in a top tier right now of just a few middles that can block as well as she does and doing some really good things for us. So happy she's here and getting some recognition.
Avery Rhodes, great to have her back in the lineup this year, and she got second team All Big 12.
Yeah, Avery has had a great year. You know, she sat out last year with an injury, and that's hard to come back from. She had a surgery on her hip, and that's a pretty huge thing for a middle. All the cutting, all the jumping, you do a lot of one-foot takeoffs as a middle, so that was a pretty significant injury for her and has taken her a while to come back from, but I think she's had a terrific season, obviously, that recognition. She's playing as good as I've seen her play. You know, she took her a little while to get going, but I think in the last month or so, she's just been pretty dominant as an attacker in particular. And what's so great about what she does is you have to pay attention to her. You cannot leave her alone for one play. If you're not paying attention to her, she's going to get a kill. And we always say she's got like that ESPN highlight, SportsCenter highlight clips, because she just annihilates the ball sometimes and she makes the opponent pay attention.
Piper Mock, Sutter, second team, yep. All Big 12.
Yeah, happy for Piper. You know, she's really grown and improved a lot over the last year. I think in system, and that means, you know, when the ball is passed up towards the net or even if it's tight, I think she's one of the best I've coached. She's just really good up at the net, handling tight balls, tight passes. I think she's really good at setting middle. And, you know, Candy and Avery getting recognition, I think, is a really nice reflection of Piper's ability. Setting in the middle is hard. It's a very concise connection. You have to really work at it and have confidence with it. And the fact that we have two middles on the All Big 12 says that Piper's doing something right with those guys.
Annie Hatch is named to the All Freshman team. That's a nice recognition for her.
Annie has been just incredible for us. I didn't know what to expect out of her as a freshman, and she's been on the court, gosh, just about every point since she's been here, and she's terminating for us. She's also blocking really well. I think she's one of our better blockers, and she's an important part of what we've been trying to do this year. So happy to see her recognized as well.
And Mikhail Schuler didn't make the All Big 12 team, but what an important part of your team, and you have to appreciate as a coach the fact that she was willing to do whatever it took to help the team.
Yeah, you know, I'm kind of bummed. I'm actually really bummed she didn't get on something, because I think she deserves it. But it's tricky because you see her numbers. Her numbers don't necessarily rank high up there just because of how we're using her and how she's playing. Where we're playing her doesn't necessarily give her the highest digs, but where she plays is very important. She's a great passer. I think she's probably the best passer, libero passer this season. But we are also using her now as an outside hitter. So I think it's tricky for coaches to put her in a box, you know, to put her in a category. But, man, she's a great player. I think she's an emerging star for us in the back row and the front row. You're just, I think, just beginning to see, you know, what she's going to do over the years.
Last thing for you. I know that all your focus and all your attention right now is on beating Creighton, and it should be. But as you look at this from the big picture view, here's a very young team with just one senior, which is back in the NCAA tournament. Mm-hmm. That's really got to help when you think about how will next year's team approach the season, the confidence level they should have going into it. I would think this is a very big deal.
For sure. You know, we've thought about that all year, really in the back of our heads. I thought this is a team that's going to continue to get better and better over not just this season, but over the next couple years. So I think that bodes well for us. Every year's different. I mean, I don't think you want to take anything for granted, certainly, but the idea that the thought that we have all these people back who've had a lot of success, you know, we have a really nice young team, is exciting to me. You know, we'll have something to build on over the coming years, and we'll keep adding good players to that mix. And, you know, I think the future is bright.
I'm sure there'll be a lot of Cyclone fans up in Minneapolis cheering you on, and we wish you well. Christy, congratulations on getting back in the tournament.
Thanks. We're thrilled. Excited to still be playing.
Today's SciCast was brought to you by Van Wall Equipment. Stop by one of their locations and learn why Van Wall Equipment and John Deere are Iowa's clear first choice. Thanks for listening.
Let's jump into Peppa's world of play. Look for spring flowers, hunt for muddy puddles, and bravely explore exciting places with Peppa play sets. Peppa Pig, inspiring kid confidence.